Hello everyone and welcome to my review of Running Wild. A new season starts at the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre with this family adventure based on a story by author Michael Moore Pergo that uses the same mix of actors and clever puppetry that made the play Warhorse, also based on a Moore Pergo book, such a massive hit. Indeed, many of the puppeteers who worked on Warhorse are used here. It tells the story of young Lily, or Will. The role is alternated between a boy and a girl, depending on what performance you go to. I saw the very accomplished young Ava Potter as the feisty Lily, who appeared in the hit production of To Kill a Mockingbird at the Open Air Theatre and later at the Barbican. Grieving the loss of her soldier father, Lily goes on holiday to Indonesia with her mother, but tragedy is to strike once again when the pair are caught up in devastating events following the Boxing Day tsunami. Lily becomes separated from her mother but is befriended by an elephant called Una, who guides her and protects her when she's lost in the jungle. For a story with such an emotional theme, however, it takes a little while to get going, due mostly to some of the adult performances feeling a little unconvincing. But where the play comes into its own is with the magical use of puppetry and the work of movement director Georgina Lamb. And while it was far from rainforest temperatures on the night I went, the open-air theatre, with its background of trees and naturally produced birdsong, provides the perfect setting for this piece, performed on Paul Wills's beautifully rendered revolving stage. As well as the miraculous Una the elephant, we're introduced to tigers, crocodiles, and a delightful buffoonery of orangutans, all superbly presented by puppeteers. While the tsunami is demonstrated by enormous fabric sheets dragged out over the heads of the audience. It's a pure piece of theatre that is simply but effectively executed. The ecological message at the play's heart feels a little heavy-handed at times, perhaps more for slightly cynical adults than it will be for young children, but this is still an entertaining and magical production that can be enjoyed by all ages. Although that said, not all the adults that the child encounters in the play have the same love of wildlife that she does, so some of the scenes might be a bit strong for the very, very young. Running Wild continues at the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre until the 12th of June. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.